Yeah.
I have Mr. Ehrlichman returning your call.
Okay.
Should I put him on?
Yep.
Right. Ready?
Thank you. John, I wanted to check on the economic thing about my schedule tomorrow. Anything to do tomorrow?
I have Stein's paper here, which is just a recapitulation of just meeting the other day.
No, I don't need that.
I do not have Renfrey's yet, and I expect it sometime tomorrow.
What I really want, I don't mind sitting down and reading the papers, but what I really want is for these, I guess, to be ready to meet with these fellows when they've sort of got
no point. There's no point meeting with them now because they have
too far
seven different options here, and they're all over the place, and no firm recommendations.
Okay. Well, what is your recommendation? Should I read the options?
No. What I'd like to do is I've been waiting for Renfrey's stuff, and then what I'm going to do is reconvene that group.
I'm going to Camp David tomorrow about 4 o'clock.
Right.
3:30, just to reading and thinking and so forth. Maybe you've got something that, but understand, I've never found it too useful to read.
Oh, I don't mind.
I don't mind getting saturated in it.
Yeah, this paper, Herbs, is rather lucid. It's really pretty good. And if you do have some time for reading, wouldn't be a bad thing to
throw it in. Throw the rest. When do you anticipate they'll be ready to?
I would say Thursday at the earliest.
Now, let me say that if they want to have a meeting, one of the best times for me would be Saturday morning.
Fine.
That's about when they'd be ready, wouldn't
it? Well, I think so. Now, George will be out of town Saturday.
Well, that's out.
Standpoint.
That's out. I see.
But
where's he going? To the Time Life?
Right.
I knew that damn thing would come just when he shouldn't have it.
Let me see if I can pull them together tomorrow, and then we'll try and have something shaped Thursday or Friday.
And one other thing, briefly. I talked to... are you where you can talk?
Sure.
Yeah. As you know, I'm going to give a veto party
for
Thursday night, and sort of gilding the lily. We've done so much for them lately, but they're all so pleased with themselves.
All sides is good.
And I told them to invite all of the domestic members of the cabinet, except for of course, Mindy Easton, because he had nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And for them also to invite White House people, too.
Good.
I think this sort of thing is a good thing, you know. That was a hell of a vote in the House.
It really was.
189, including 163 Republicans, you know, and an interesting, this shows you that something that I had an interesting talk with Sam Devine, and also Les Ahrens, and Wagner reflected the same thing. They're getting mail. So it does come in, and I asked Sam what they said, and Sam said, well, you know, the turning point, he says, was that part of your speech on when you reported in Vietnam. He says that put it so clear. He says, apparently, from his place at least, it turned it on. So maybe who knows?
Excellent. I've just been sitting in Ken Cole's staff meeting
with
domestic fellows, and they report that even in tough subcommittees like health, Paul Rogers committee, the Republicans are banding together now, and they're asking for ammunition, and they're going to stand up to Rogers.
Is that right?
So that's getting...
Well, what is happening here, too, John, is this, that the Democrats become more and more partisan. For example, one of the few good fallouts of this miserable Watergate thing is that it is so goddamn partisan and mean that it makes Republicans mad. You know, our guys are not, they're partisan, too.
Yeah.
Partisanship breeds partisanship, I can assure you.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
They're dividing along party lines now, which we haven't seen. You know?
Yeah.
It's good. Very good. Well, I'm glad you're doing that.
It's good, particularly from the standpoint of... if they divide party lines, we can win them all.
Now, Bill Timmons is going to want to suggest a powwow here one of these days to try and salvage some of the national security bills up there. And we've got to think through very carefully what the strategy is going to be. He's just afraid that we're going to be making a stand on tough legislation every day of the week, and that eventually we're going to lose a couple, and they're going to start chewing away at the defense stuff. And he'd like to sit down and try and work a bargain with the leadership. But I think we have to think about what we're prepared to bargain at this point. It may be a little early to begin to do that. He's pressing Ken, and Ken and Nell and Roy Ash are going to get together and try and dope something out for you
on national security.
Uh, in order to salvage the national security stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready anytime, you know what I mean? It's almost several days off.
We could do it on, maybe that could be done Saturday.
Right.
I'm sure it could, yeah, because I'll be here there,
right?
White House doors.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Did Bob have his meeting yet, you know?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to check with him.
Yeah. The other thing that's pressing is base closures, and I understand you're working on that.
Yes, I am. The point that I don't want those damn things announced certainly before Thursday now.
Right.
You know, I want to have their, let the boys have their one day or shut them before they start screaming. And I also want to ask a question or two. How much work has been or is being done with regard to telling these people they are going to be closed?
Well, they're...
I just don't want them to slap them in the face.
They're waiting to get the green light from you before they start a notification.
And the point is
they're standing on one foot and the other and calling every hour. And
there is only, their only problem is there are 40 of them. They know they're going to close. The question is only on five.
The question,
yeah.
Okay.
But don't start informing them until after this Thursday night affair.